Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Mr. 2000. Man, I have been listening to that new Silk Sonic album. First of all, let me apologize to y'all. It's been a while since I actually made an episode on Anchor. I absolutely forgot about that I had an Anchor. I did. I totally forgot that I had this app. Well, the app, I deleted the app because what happened was my old phone, I lost that. Well, the phone broke. I didn't lose it. And this phone, I have it. You know, I just forgot to re-download Anchor. My friend, Sharis, she wanted me to hear her podcast. So I saw, I said, Anchor. I think I have Anchor. So I logged in so I could hear her podcast. And there you go. I saw my old two episodes, the ones I did. And I see that it's not that many views, but it made a little bit of money. I made almost a dollar. Hey. So let's go ahead and let's talk about something. But anyway, so I listened to the Silk Sonic album. Yo, I'm just going to be honest with y'all. I haven't liked an R&B album like that in a long time. I'm talking about, it's been a long time since I've liked the whole R&B album. It's like a long time. I haven't really just enjoyed one whole album in forever, let alone an R&B album. So, listening to this album takes me back. It takes me back to a time in the 80s at my aunt's house and them smoking bud and, you know, the grown folks is chilling and all the kids got to play in the room or down in the basement or something and we can't come up there unless it's emergency because the grown folks is doing their thing, that type of. And it's just, the vibe is just dope, you know what I'm saying? It's up and down. And there's a lot of people that's hating on Bruno Mars. Y'all always talking about he's culture appropriating. Y'all suck, man. I ain't gonna even lie to y'all. Bruno is amazing. You know, he pays homage to, you know, our music, musical pioneers. He gives much love to people who just inspire him. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, on this Silk Sonic album, you got Bootsy Collins guest starring on there. Bootsy's supposed to be retired, but yet here he is. He's doing work with them. So obviously the paycheck was right and the vibe was right because Bootsy don't just work with anybody. I remember hearing him tell the story about Delight and Groove is in the Heart. So Bootsy has to be feeling you to get down with you like that, especially for a whole project. So my thing is I love what they've done with it. Anderson .Paak, I didn't even know he could sing, but when I heard Leave the Door Open, I was just tripping. I was like, man, this dude is killing it. For real. But it makes me really understand that there are people out there who really love our culture. It is. And, like, this kind of brings me to a weird point in the story of the Silk Sonic album because I remember there was, like, a lot of people hating on Bruno Mars at first. A lot of people of color, black folks, that just, they always, it's like, I don't know, I don't like jealousy when it comes to this type of thing. I don't want to turn this into a racial episode, but I really hate whenever. My thing is this, if you sound good and you mean well and you really understand the feeling of what you're supposed to do, then, you know what I'm saying, do what you do. You know, I mean, and Bruno Mars, and he has that pop feel with the soul in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of R&B acts nowadays, they don't have that. You know, Tank don't have that pop feel. He's just straight R&B, which is nothing. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's just, you know, it doesn't appeal to people. Someone in the suburbs, they gonna, you know, it's not, you know what I'm saying? What's that song called? I don't listen to Tank at all that much. That song Fucking With Me, yeah. You know what, he was just like, you know, you young boys don't know what to do. You know, a lot of cats don't know. A lot of suburban cats don't fuck with that because that's like, that's beyond their grasp. But I'ma leave the door open. They'll fuck with that all day long. You know what I'm saying? And see, me, I'm a mixed bag because I grew up all over the country. I've lived in suburban and suburbia, and I've lived in the hood into the hood. So I can get along with everybody. When I was in the seventh grade, I literally listened to alternative music because we lived in Valparaiso, Indiana, and that's all the white kids wanted to hear. So, you know what I'm saying? So So that's why I'm like, yo, you know, I can listen to anything, and I understand. I can tell the difference. See, I wasn't really into Robin Thicke like that. I feel like he was culture appropriate more than a Bruno Mars was, you know. So, you know, I remember Robin Thicke's first single he dropped when he was riding that bike, and he had the long hair. It just seemed real. It was cool, but it was just like, okay, you know, whatever. See, like John B. I love John B. I think John B.'s dope. I think he really appreciates the culture, you know, so, but as far as Bruno Mars, I think Bruno Mars is definitely someone we need to learn to appreciate, because this dude, you know, I ain't really heard no scandals with him, I ain't really heard anything bad about him, he seems like a good dude, he just, the only stage you hear is when people say that he shouldn't be making music like this, but my thing is, nope, there's nobody else that's making good music like this, hardly. Now, there are a bunch of R&B albums that someone gave me a list of that came out this year, including like Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis dropped the album. I forgot about that. Lila James, After Seven dropped the album. So I'm definitely going to look into that. There's a couple other cats that dropped some music, good music. I think Anthony Hamilton, I might say his name. It may not. But yeah, Anthony Hamilton got an album out. So I'm going to put that on my list of to-do list. But as far as the Silk Sonic album, I give that an easy 5 stars. The album's going to go platinum. Them cats are going to go on tour. Hopefully COVID doesn't fuck all that up. And I'm going to be at one of those shows. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the album has a lot of gems on it. But right now, my favorite song on there is After Last Night. I think that is one of the funkiest songs. And you can hear the callback to Bootsy's I'd Rather Be With You. You know what I'm saying? A little bit in there, but it's cool because Bootsy's on that song heavy. So I really, really, really enjoy that. Bootsy also covered, kind of, not covered, but he kind of gave a call back to I'd Rather Be With You on another song that he has on. I think it was on his last album he made, but I forgot the name of the song. But anyway, yo, definitely 5-star album. If you haven't heard Silk Sonic, what are you waiting on? Go ahead, go get that joint. Listen to it, stream it on whatever platform. Hopefully you're on Spotify when you're streaming it. And enjoy, man. But anyway, that's all I got for you. Like I said, I'm not going to give you a date of when I'll be doing these, just whenever I feel like it. I might wake up in the middle of the night and decide to do another one. But, you know, it's going to be about old, new albums, whatever. It feels good to be back on Anchor. Holla at your boy.